VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. We are quickly approaching the milestone of 500,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, while the U.S. has a little more than a quarter of that. There are more than 9.7 million confirmed infections globally, with 2.4 million in the U.S. There was no presidential appearance and no White House backdrop Friday when the government's coronavirus task force briefed the public for the first time in weeks. The briefing at the Department of Health and Human Services was held as the number of confirmed new coronavirus infections per day in the U.S. soared to an all-time high of 40,000. That is higher than during the deadliest stretch in April and May. In light of the new surge, task force briefers chose their words carefully to update the public about COVID-19, which has become both a public health and political issue. Vice President Mike Pence acknowledged a surge in new cases around the South and West while backing the president's desire to get the economy up and running. But the vice president also took note of positive job numbers and added that the reality is we're in a much better place. Texas and Florida reversed course and clamped down on bars again Friday in the nation's biggest retreat as the daily number of confirmed COVID-19 infections in the United States surged to the all-time high. The Texas governor, Greg Abbott, ordered all bars closed while Florida banned alcohol at such establishments. The two states joined the small but growing list of those that are either backtracking or they're putting further reopenings off and their economies on hold because of a comeback by the virus, mostly in the South and the West. Health experts have said a disturbingly large number of cases are being seen in young people who are going out